We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to talk Sabres hockey. Let's get the inside story. Here's Sabres head coach Don Granato. The Don Granato Show is being brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. By Losiang Ganji, workers' compensation and personal injury attorneys, working hard for hard-working Western New Yorkers. And by Town BMW. For an electrifying performance, check out Town BMW's lineup of EVs. Now with head coach Don Granato, here's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
Sabres head coach standing by on our Western hotline. Tough one for the team last night against Tampa. We'll get into that. They play in Detroit tomorrow night and then play Colorado on Thursday. And Don is with us. We're good to go, right? Okay. Don, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Thank you.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. Skinner scored. I thought you guys had that one in the bag. What? And you end up, of course, you know, they tie it and they win in overtime. Don, what happened after you took the 5-3 lead, in your opinion?
I think we backed off, as I said, post-game. We retreated a little bit. There's a little bit of hesitation, or a lot of hesitation, unfortunately. And then they had a couple power plays late. In the last 3 minutes, they had two power plays. So I think the combination of that, and I think it was our doing. That sums it up for me.
Why do you think that happens? I mean, I know you were playing very well 5-on-5. Tampa was doing a great job on their power play, but you're up 5-3 and the team's playing well. Honestly, I thought when you were down 2-0, that thing could have snowballed and your team really closed out the first period well. They should have been feeling pretty good about things. Why do you think they backed off?
Well, I mean, you can only guess, right, Howard? I mean, so to me, being on the bench, the feel, the psychology of it, you're playing really well and you find yourself down 2-0, and it was, you know, that was deflating, but they fought and tie it up 2-2 at the end of one, go up halfway through the game, where we go up halfway through the game to go 3-2, make it, they tie it back up, I believe, and then we score two more to go up 5-3. At that point, you feel like you've played three different games already.
Yeah.
And it's almost, you get to the point where, like, okay, we've done so much in this game, let's just get this game over with. And you can't play that way. I think everybody knows that. You have to keep going at the other team. I'm not one to have our guys all of a sudden buckle down and only play defense. You have to play defense, obviously, but not only defense. And I thought we hesitated and were willing to just only try to play defense, which meant we allowed them more offensive opportunity, more time, more space, and obviously penalties resulted and goals resulted. So not uncommon in the sense of that happens. It happens in sports everywhere. You know, you just got to stay on it. You got to stay aggressive, and we backed off of that and paid a price against a team that's obviously skilled enough to exploit any opportunity they're given.
Don, when it comes to line combinations, you know, every team wants to roll four lines. Right about now, you might be rolling three. I want to talk about the line that's not doing so well, the Mittelstadt line. You know, what are you seeing out of that group, or how do you get things on the right track for Casey Mittelstadt and that line?
You know, ironically, Mittelstadt has more points in the power play than Thompson or Tuck. So he's doing, I think, just Dahlin. So it's him and Dahlin, but with half the minutes. So it's not that he's been, unproductive, but certainly 5-on-5. There needs to be, we need more production. And we are searching. We have the lines as they've been the last little bit. The Thompson, Tuck, and Skinner line has been really good and really consistent. So we're not going to touch that line. I mean, the first thing you'd think it would be switching lines a little bit. And we've tried a lot of that. With the acquisition of Jost, he fits in after two games extremely well with Okposo and Gergensen's. Their first game the other day, they created multiple chances and opportunities and did a really nice job. They followed it up last night. They just play with experience that I think helps our whole group. And then Cousins has done – Cousins, Quinn, and Peterka have been really good and showing signs of growth every game. So the good news is we have three lines that we don't want to mess with at this point. The challenge now is to try to get do what we can on the coaching side to help what will come of the next group. And there's a couple players were out of the lineup last night, Krebs and Hinostroza, that are in a similar situation. So we have five players there that we know we can get more out of, and there's more chemistry to be had. It just hasn't happened, and we're going to keep looking at it. But I would say any critique on Mittelstead 5-on-5, in fairness to him, the power play, he's been really good.
You mentioned Krebs, who I was going to bring up, with Jost jumping in and seemingly, like you said, fitting in right away. It seems like you are really now trying to find the right mix, tinkering with that maybe a third line, if we could number lines, that third line. So is it a matter of getting practice time in, getting game time in? How do you build a line like that with whether it's left, right, center, two guys, you start it with two guys that mesh together and then find the third piece? How do you like to build, ideally, how do you like to build a line when you've got five pieces like that?
Well, that's the challenge ahead, and I think you have to have an open mind, because you're it's in the context of your competition, who we're going to play them against, which lines and which opponents. So, but the short of it is, I think we with that line, we've got to play more direct, get pucks to, and then compete a little harder in areas. I don't think there's an unwillingness to do that by any means. I'm happy that we were this way with three lines 2 weeks ago. So to have it down to one line, even though, I could sit here and be frustrated with it, it was three lines, or at points it was four lines that didn't have chemistry. So we've got it narrowed down. I think we're going to, by virtue of that, we can dedicate a little bit more time. And I know the players themselves are very dedicated and committed to resolving this and becoming more productive. So confident it'll happen. Don't quite have all the answers at this point, but we're going to keep moving on it.
On the plus side, one of those lines that you said is doing very well, the Quinn Cousins Peterka line. Quinn finally getting the goals to go in, that was a matter of time, right? It seemed like he was very much due, and he still probably has a couple coming his way to even things out.
Yeah, and you could say that and some for Peterka. With the number of goalposts he's hit, it reminds me a lot of Tage Thompson in the process he went through, almost trying to pick the perfect spot instead of just flowing with your talent and your skill and all the work you put in and trust it. I think at times the young guys feel they got to do things perfectly, the ideal play, the perfect play. And at the process, as they go through the process, they realize just get in the zone and compete hard, and your natural ability will execute for you. And that's what's happening with Quinn and JJ, each and every day more so. Dylan Cousins has been a tremendous leader to those two, a mentor. The talk on the bench, the talk in practice. He's pushed those guys. He's given them reason to be more confident in their own game, by virtue of who he is as a person himself and player. So it's been really nice to have three young guys like that make an impact.
Don, with that line, Don Granato with us, Sabres underway again tomorrow night in Detroit here on WGR. With that line, with three young guys, sometimes coaches might take one veteran and want it on that line, or maybe split up all three young guys, not necessarily have three young guys on the line together at the same time. So what was your thought process on, because it is paying off now and they really look like they're getting into a groove, what was your thought process on putting all three young guys together?
Well, our team is extremely young, and we elected to do that because we want these guys to go through this and gain experience. We don't want them to say, oh, wait, you can't take that face off. This 30-year-old guy we brought in is going to go take it, and your day will come some other time down in the future. So, you know, we want to thrust these guys in to gain experience, like, unfortunately, like last night, until it pisses them off so bad that their self expectation rises, their intensity rises, and they overcome it. We know they're talented, and we do believe, as long as my first NHL scouting stint was in 2006-07 with the Maple Leafs, and watching the NHL since then, so many teams let go of their prospects and trade them before they realize their effectiveness in the NHL. And they're all over the league, these guys, and every team, every night. And we just want to make sure we don't do that. And so that is giving the young guys these opportunities instead of bringing somebody else in that might be able to fill a gap, let these young guys go through it. So it's actually exciting for me as a coach to see the progress every day. Even as frustrating as last night's loss is, our guys, because they're young, it's their first, you know, sets of experience going through it. They're better every day, and I know today they're better because of it.
Don Granato joining us on the Western Hotline. Don, when it comes to what's happening in net for you guys, of course, the Comrie injury, you have Craig Anderson, you have Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. It seems like, outsider's view, there's a lot of things that lead to goals, but there have been a couple of nights where you just need saves. You need more saves out of the group you have back there.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tricky one for a coach to be talking about.
Sure. Understood.
It's just, you know, when you watch as a coach, you watch in the mindset, okay, let's give up zero scoring chances. So every chance you give up, you say, well, it could have been prevented there or this layer before that. So you don't really blame the goaltender at all on the coaching side. And nor will I on this. These guys, all our guys worked hard. UPL as a young guy, I've said it lots of times, he's in a window of development. So, any mistakes he makes, he's done a really good job of showing us he gets better because of it. Unfortunately, this is the best league in the world. You have the best shooters in the world and the most experienced shooters in the world. And, you know, every half an inch matters. I certainly don't want to blame it on anything on the goaltenders at this point. We are still a rapidly evolving team. And, I'm excited that we see lots of signs of that. So I'm not discouraged with anything at this point. We do have challenges, like we talked about the middle set line. We may have a challenge, in some areas that you're mentioning, but I do think, we're capable of overcoming it in a shorter term rather than a longer term at this point.
Hey, Don, before we let you go, I want to do kind of a big picture thing with you. I'm curious, and when you were talking about Cousins and that line and guys feeling, being angry, I kind of brought this to my brain here. This is the second time this season you play Tampa really well. You're in position to beat the Tampa Bay Lightning twice, and you can't close it out. And I know you've talked about learning experience. So you get in the room last night. Are you angry? Are you happy? Like that line between, hey, we're making progress, we got to learn from it, to at some point flipping it into, we have to win these games now. Where are you at, and how do you do that?
Well, we're going to win these games. I mean, I have no doubt with the group we have. It's a matter of when, and I think that you keep putting it in front of them that it's decisions they make. So this morning, obviously, we'll look at that game and look at areas that we had full control of situations and we didn't take full control of the situation. Maybe we backed off and we had no reason to back off, and we did it. It was nothing they did to us. And so the nice thing is, that we don't have that overwhelmed feeling by our opponent anymore. That has gone away. It's what did we do to allow this to happen to us? So post game, these guys feel, okay, what did we do wrong? We know we lost control and it was our doing, not the opposing team. And that's the case. So, you know, through that process, that's them gaining, you know, and us gaining experience and situational experience, quite honestly. And, you know, we just have to keep doing every single day as coaches, players, and team. We've got to keep pushing forward to improve. We know that we are improving. I have lots of, you know, we have lots of barometers that show us that, but it's not to tip, it hasn't tipped us over the threshold yet. So we're still chipping away at that.
I want to get a Tage Thompson question in before we let you go, but I also wanted to double check any news yet this morning on Lyubushkin and his injury blocking the shot?
No news on Lyubushkin, and probably not till 10, 11 this morning. He'll go get more, you know, imaging and further imaging and see where we're at. Did you have something else on Tage?
I wanted to follow up real quickly on Lyubushkin before we get to Tage. There was, I know you can't report, you can't comment on a report about a trade, but there was a note in that report that I thought would be interesting to get your take on. You know, Lyubushkin provides a good physical presence, and one report linking the Sabres to a potential trade said that there was a concern maybe that Owen Power and Rasmus Dahlin take too much of a beating. So you don't have to comment on the trade rumor, of course, but I wonder what you think about that, about Dahlin and Power, how much, whether it's how much work they get or how much of a beating they might take from the opposition. They both appear to be up to it, especially Dahlin from time to time. I mean, when he decides to get engaged, he's into it. But what would your reaction be to the idea that those guys take a beating night in, night out?
Yeah, I think over Dahlin's career, he did at times, but I don't think that's the case anymore. And I don't think that's the case for Owen at all. I don't see that as the case. They are so smart, so elusive. That you know, if you're trying to do that, you're going to chase them. They're going to outsmart you. That's not happening. As far as trade rumors, I think the key there is rumors. There's some of the stuff that flies around is just you laugh at when you actually know, you know, behind the scenes. So I'm not sure. You might have to tell me again what you were asking on that.
No, that's it. I just wanted your comment on the Dahlin and the Power part of it, because that was kind of the story that led to the rumor. So that's all. I figured it was safe to get you to comment on, you know, the I guess the symptom that the suggestion made that you guys had some sort of issue with that. So good to go.
Yeah, I can tell you this, and it's not to make anybody feel any better. You know, we're gonna all feel the way we all want to feel it, but there's not a team in the league that doesn't want to be tougher. There's never been a team I've been around, never been a team I talked to, teams that win Stanley Cups. Everybody wants to be tougher. They do. And it's just, you just ask, poll every team in the league and they all want to be tougher. So, but there's only, you know, so much that goes around, and games are won and lost on skill. And, so, you know, that's just some quick thought on some of that. We have lots of grit. I don't feel we're getting abused by any means anywhere around the lineup. But that doesn't mean that, you know, psyches on any team and every team, you have guys that their psyches are challenged all the time by that. Some players on your team want the perfect team, or they feel vulnerable, and that's just that just happens, and it's happened everywhere. It'll never not happen. So
I just wanted to give you a chance to talk about whether you are compiling a Tage Thompson highlight reel video with his goals somewhere in the building.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? It really is. It's and there is, and you and I, we all know there is more to come. So he's a pretty special player, and he's put the work in. So it's nice to see that he's rewarded for it. It almost goes game to game when he is ultra competitive. And drives hard, the highlights come out. When he's, you know, we talked about playing the game at the end of your stick and you know, exposing a puck before he, you know, competes, it's a different game. And you know, you expose a puck in the NHL, even the best players lose it. When you compete and grind, that skill and that highlight reel comes out, and that's what we see out of Tage. It's impressive.
Don, thank you as always for giving us some time on the show. Good luck tomorrow night against the Red Wings.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.